The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9 KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community since 1894. Let me introduce my co-host, Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Good morning, Brenda. How you living?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about you?
It's another day, so here we go. So glad to have you. Good to see you. We are dedicating 2023 to families and the stress they are facing daily. We have our own family at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. The average length of stay is 7 months. Some stay longer, others less, but 24/7, 365. So as we talk today, we want you to know we have an educational show for you. We're really excited about this. And I think you're going to learn something because I think we will also. So Brenda, would you please introduce our guest and today's topic?
Absolutely. So today we are going to talk about Head Start. It is National Head Start Awareness Month, a phenomenal program and does great work here in Sioux City. And we have with us the Executive Director of Community Action Agency, who also does the Head Start overseeing, Jean Logan. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today. I'm so excited to talk about Head Start and Early Head Start with you.
Well, this is excellent. So it's Head Start Awareness Month, so let's get aware. So why don't you take it from there, Jean, okay?
Okay, so we have run Head Start for over 51 years now.
Ooh, great.
Wow.
Wow.
So it's a federal, yeah, it's a federal program. So the money comes from the federal government directly to our agency. We're part of Region 7 out of Kansas City, and we serve 600 children and about 30 pregnant women every year.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Wonderful.
I think people are really will be really surprised to hear that. We have 8 early Head Start classrooms, and those serve children that are 6 weeks up to 3 years old. We have 64 slots.
Oh, my word. 6 weeks? Wow. Okay.
6 weeks. Yeah. Well, you know, parents go back to work about that time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And then we have also 21 preschool classrooms, and they're scattered throughout Sioux City. And we have 7 home visitors that do home visits.
Quite an arena that you play in right across the whole community and serving it in different ways. Let's talk about, well, there's Head Start and Early Head Start. So you choose which came first, and let's learn a little more about it.
Head Start came first.
Okay.
As part of the War on Poverty, LBJ, who was a teacher in a really impoverished area in an impoverished school district, realized that kids were coming to school, and when they came to school, they didn't really, they weren't all prepared in the same way. So Head Start was a preschool program, a comprehensive preschool program, I should say, for 3 to 5 years, 3 to 5 year olds. So Head Start has a philosophy that anything that you do to help the family, you're also helping improve the life of that child. So we are a different, by when I say comprehensive, I really mean that. We look at the children's emotional health, their social skills, their development. We really want to come alongside the family and work on family goals, which makes it much more than just a preschool. It's not a daycare. And sometimes I think people don't understand that about Head Start.
You know, Brenda, I think you definitely understand that the misunderstanding that people have with education and preschool education and the need out there. And we see that need with our clients who come in also. Can you tell us about the Head Start operation that's over in Dakota City?
I think one of the beautiful things about Head Start and early Head Start. It really takes, like Jean said, the whole picture of the family, but also the child. What is the emotional well-being, the health, the social skills, the physical skills, where are we at? And then what are the needs and skills we can focus on and work with the family and develop that family and develop the child? Because the earlier you start, the more successful you will be. And so when that child does enter kindergarten or school, they are prepared. It's not such a shocker, and they have those skills to keep developing and moving on in life. So again, it's all about starting early, getting that family involved, connecting with the family, and helping the family and the child develop. And it's just a magical thing. I mean, and it grows, and it's needed. And when we talk about serving over 600 little kiddos, you think, there's probably two or three other siblings in that family, and the mom or the dad or both just really feel that support. Like, you know, being a parent is not an easy thing, and to have that extra support and guidance and help is phenomenal.
Well, you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Brenda Geisinger and Gene Logan from Community Action Agency, and we're discussing Head Start and early Head Start. Well, Gene, we have quite a diverse population in Sioux City, so I'm sure that has to affect your organization. You want to talk about that?
I would love to talk about that.
Go ahead.
One of the things that we're able to provide in our classrooms is a really rich and culturally diverse environment in terms of the materials that we have in the classroom, the dolls that we have in the classroom. We are really sensitive to making sure that our families, regardless of what country of origin they might come from, feel welcomed and feel at home. So we do use the language link. We have translators available, which is necessary, right, for some of the people that we have coming in, since we have such a multitude of languages now. And we try really hard to make sure that our staff is also reflective of the population of kids that we're serving. So we have quite a few staff that are bilingual. We're really looking to try to hire people from the community, representing really that richness that we get now, right?
The fabric of our community, yes.
Absolutely.
So rich.
Aren't we so lucky now that we have...
We have a soul in this city.
That we have all these great new markets and restaurants,
yes,
and options for clothing and the festivals that we have in town, so that we can learn more and grow from one another in the rich traditions that people bring from really literally from all over the world. It's just exciting.
And here we are in Sioux City, Iowa, right in the middle of the country, and we seem to be doing this a lot better than other communities are in welcoming in. And I think our people come for the same reason, and I think, Gene, you mentioned it when we were offline. Everybody wants the same thing. You know, everybody wants the same thing, a roof over your head, a good job, education, health. I want to take care of my family. And we have dedicated 2023 to families. And these are some of the families in our community. So we hope to bring you on a real bright light, a lot of the things that are going on that support them. And we're seeing the outcomes. We're seeing little businesses grow up. And we're learning a little bit more about cultures through food. You know, isn't that something? The common denominator being food. And, you know, we have some food people in our country that are food challenged. And I think it's just, I wish I could hit a reset button, you know, that we just unplug it and then plug it back in and we got it back online. But I see, like, there's a local church near me, and on Wednesday I see that they have a food bank there. And the folks in that food bank are average, everyday folks you would think that you'd see in the street. It's not poverty level. These are folks that need help, and food is getting so expensive and the challenge there. So when you see it on your level down there, thank God we have programs that help support this.
So we do have a food pantry. Our food pantry is open 40 hours a week. And we also have a list. There is a list available for anybody in the listening area that might not be able to get to our agency. There is a listing of food pantries because a lot of people need to walk to get food. Transportation is still a barrier for quite a few people in our community. But we are, the need has just grown so much in the past 6 months. We have served over 1,600 households.
Wow.
And that's just us. And that we need every food pantry in the community at this point in time. And I know they're strained. Services are really strained to try to help provide food here.
I know that we've distributed over 15,000 pounds of food over in Siouxland Family Center and provide some translation services. The point is that we all share, we all work together. I want to give a plug for Growing Community Connections, because if you need some information on where to go for food assistance or help, go online to Growing Community Connections. They can tell you where to go. There's a lot of food banks out there that are looking to help. So that's a great resource in the community, and we want to use that. We're coming up on our break right now, so continue your morning chill. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well, right here on 1360 AM, 90.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Brenda Geisinger and Gene Logan from the Community Action Agency. And we'll continue our discussion on Head Start, is Head Start Awareness Month. So, Gene, let me, cultural competencies. We have so many different nationalities and ethnicities, and I can't say it, I won't say it again, coming into the community right now. Do you find that you have to deal with individual cultural competencies?
We do spend a lot of time trying to learn more about the cultures of the families that we serve, because we have found, for example, that maybe within some family structures, in other countries, mom might be the one that looks like she's listening to you, but dad might be the decision maker, or it might be the imam in the community here that would be the decision maker. And so we really have learned to go broader in terms of trying to understand the needs of our families and to really figure out how we can best come alongside them and work with them. And what a great opportunity to build such new, you know, it's new friendships and new relationships. I love seeing the kids in the classroom. They're all friends.
That's right.
They're all friends.
And see, they haven't been conditioned yet. They just see each other as another kid. And I'm glad to hear that interaction, because that's strange. Kids don't have that fear. They just walk up to you and say, hey, what's that? It's so basic. Sometimes I'd rather talk to kids than adults on certain days.
So honest, right?
They're so honest and direct, they'll tell you.
Where we would be shy to ask about maybe a piece of clothing that someone is wearing or some food that they've brought for lunch, when they'd probably love to tell you.
Absolutely.
If you would just ask them, you know? So a lot of it is just asking and getting to know somebody, really, in a building that relationship. That's probably the most important thing that we can do. Everybody wants to be valued. Everybody wants to be listened to.
You know, it's wonderful to have a place to go. And, you know, it's got to be tough for a new family coming over to a new country. And we think about the adults and what they're doing. The children. When we went through COVID, let's talk about the children. You know, they know what's going on with mom and dad. They can sense the stress in the family when something's not right. They know what decisions to make. And the kids, they don't say something, but they're saying something, you know. And do you find so many things coming out in when they're with you?
Yes, there's a unfortunately, you know, Iowa was the first place that did the adverse childhood experience study, the ASA study.
Yes,
and we have found that those traumatic events that are in your life when you're a child carry through and can cause really very serious health consequences. They can be anxiety, depression, all of these things. If you have these traumas that you have not been able to overcome, if you can't learn how to build that resiliency, it's not good for you as a person. And so we have really the last probably 10 years, we have really focused on trying to build resiliency within children and trying to help regulate social emotional concerns. A lot of times I think people don't understand how much children understand. They completely know that there's tension in a family and that things aren't right within a family. They pick up on a lot more of that and they internalize that, you know. So it's important for us to understand that and to help parents who might also have been victims themselves to understand maybe how to deal with the stressors. So I want to tell you, there's what's called the Head Start Advantage.
Okay.
So early Head Start children, research shows, have significantly fewer social behavior problems and show lower childhood aggression at ages 2 and 3. So this means that this is successfully working. Also, Head Start kids have better executive functioning skills and demonstrate more positive approaches to learning by the end of the program. And you've got to remember, Head Start is a school-based program. It just goes on the school year. So a lot of times we only have kids 9 months. Early Head Start, on the other hand, is a year-round program.
But interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And Head Start kids less likely to engage in criminal activities as young adults. Male Head Start participants are less likely to show symptoms of depression at ages 16 and 17, and 22% less likely to engage in criminal activities. So as young adults, they're also less likely to be both unemployed and not in school. So investing in early childhood, this is something we've said for years, we know it works. Kids that are in early childhood programs are more likely to be employed, to be married, to get the house and have successful housing and to complete school. So many great outcomes can happen.
I love the word you use, and I don't think we use it enough, investment. This is an investment in our future. Put the money, put your time, money, and attention on the kids. We don't want kids that get by. We want children who thrive. Whatever way they're going to go, they're going to thrive for all of our kids. And what we need to do, we need to create those opportunities, block for them, talk with them, be more of a coach, be willing to meet them halfway, understand and listen from their perspective. It's valued. That's a very important perspective, and we need to value that and not just say they're a kid. Listen to our kids. I love that word investment because I feel that's what we do. We get the kids back up on their feet. They've been through a terrible situation. That varies, and we get them on their feet and up again to be contributors in the society, to come back and do the family, get a job, and do what we want, get that family unit back in line again. The family unit is such a nucleus of what we do, and now you define families in many different ways. We had Sergeant Tom Gill on, and he said something that demonstrated the interaction between the police department and the schools, and that was when there's a domestic violence call, the police go on, and this goes back to the point you make, Gene. Don't think the kids don't pick up on what's going on. They may not say anything, but they see it and they feel it. So the police department now has a system where they go online, press an icon, and it goes to the school. It doesn't tell the school what happened and what they went on the call for, but it does say Johnny or Susie had a rough night. They may have the school knows that. That's wonderful. Help our kids. These are the people we should be helping. So
right.
I love that word investment. Great word. So let's go move on. How about your organization? How do you get your organization in line to handle all these differences? Training?
I've got to say, yes, we do a lot of training, cultural competency training. But I think overall we embrace them. And we're really, our staff is really reflective of the community to the extent possible, including we had a little malfunction, but I was able to say, and I want to say, 35% of our staff are parents or former parents. So we have
wonderful, believe in it, and they came back to help support.
That's remarkable.
Yeah. What a nice deal that is. You're gonna have that. Uh-huh. That's important. That's really important to have that. You're just gonna have success.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're coming up on the end of our show. We like to end our show with a little joke. So every week we try to tell you that humor is good for your soul. So here we go. What school does an ice cream man go to? Sunday school. Thanks, Brenda. Thanks, Gene. And thanks to our listening audience. A shout out to the Morningside softball team for their help with the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services tailgating for our kids event. Thanks, ladies, for your arms, legs, and great attitude. Don't forget to visit the stuff boutique located on, those deals are so good, I get tongue-tied. Okay, don't forget to visit the Stuff Boutique located at the former Indian Hill Shopping Plaza, the new home of the Jeannie Peterson Behavioral Health Campus. Boys and Girls Home and Family Services hiring teachers and therapists. Call our HR manager at 293-4700. When Things Aren't Going Well, we'll return next Saturday morning right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ. Your homework? Go out and have a good laugh. Be kind to your mind.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. Or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.